Father in heaven, we thank you for this truly wonderful day. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you that you was willing to come to this sin-cursed earth, that you might make a change, you might make a difference in those that would believe on your name, that they might receive pardon, they might receive understanding, they might receive strength from on high. And Father, we thank you that you allowed this to be as that day. And we believe, Father God, we're in that last time. Father, we thank you and we believe that we're in that time of also very close to time that you're going to have a 1,000-year period. Your word speaks a lot about that. It talks about what's going to take place in Israel, where the lion shall sit down by the lamb, and the child shall take up a deadly scorpion and it will not hurt them. And they will play with the vipers and all the bad things, but there will be no problems. There will be no curse upon this earth. Father, at that time there's going to be a freedom upon this earth. We know there's going to be a blessed time. We know Jerusalem is going to be the holy city. It's going to come and Christ, your son, Jesus, you're going to be there at that time. And Father, we thank you, but before that time comes, we're living in that partial of time, just ahead of this, and it supersedes what's going to take place then. And Father, we do also know that we're very close to the coming of our Savior. It's coming for those who have been redeemed, who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, who have made themselves ready for that great occasion that's coming to pass very shortly. There's going to be a wedding feast up in heaven. And Father, none of us want to miss that wonderful time. That wonderful, great day. Oh, when that hour, there's going to be a partial time that's going to stop. And Father, you don't say much about it, but I believe it's going to be a time. At that time, things are going to take a great different meaning upon mankind and earth, planet Earth itself. But in that time, before that takes place, you're going to have a special day. And Father, that time, we're very close to that special day. And that special day, of your word declares it closely, but I've written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them to love God. But your word says also, the deep things, yea, that will be rewarded, moved upon by the Spirit of God. We thank you for that freedom that we have today. We thank you for your Spirit that's here to help us, to enable us, with great and mighty blessings this day, that we might receive power, that we might receive strength, that we might receive that blessing from on high, that when pressures shall get wax worse and things shall get from bad to worse to worse to worse, multiplied even greater all the time, getting worse, more violent, more wicked. As long as your people are here, they're going to see greater strength to be able to be overcomers. And we thank you that you've given us provisions. You've given us a way and shelter and protection that you would keep us through that times of trouble. And Father, we just want you to help us this day. We are needful. We need that help. We need that strength. And we ask you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, we all hear things, but all don't acknowledge what they hear. And that's the problem. There's word goes out, God speaks, but some hear, some receive, and don't receive. And this seems like it's been from the very foundation of this earth. Some hear, and some don't hear. And the part that hear all the way through are going to be blessed. They're going to receive all the way clear down as far back, way, way, way back there, Adam and Eve, up till now. Those people who have followed God are going to have a blessing at that time. But for those who reject, it's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a sad time for some in this hour that we're living in that have so much. You know, we have more on earth today than our forefathers ever had. Our forefathers didn't have all these extra things to take our attention. You know, my wife passed away just recently, and I found out that I'm busy just doing nothing because there's so many things to get involved in. I mean, there's so much, there's just different things. There's just things that keeps you occupied. If you got a telephone, someone's always on the phone. If you don't want to be sharp with them, you have to put up with this over and over and over. There's so many things in the world that we live in just takes up our time, takes away our attention, takes away from us having the fellowship with people, with families, don't have the fellowship no longer because things come in to take away that special time that we all need one to another. We need that special touch with our neighbors, with our family, with our church friends, for all of that special time, that special relationship that we need, and also that very sought for that time that we can have an encounter with the Lord thy God every day of our life. And this seems like it's got to be come to pass, or we start losing out in life's pathway. But most Christians, I believe, start out real well. Most of them would not start out. I don't think that anyone, basically, this is the lowest, they're meaning well to accept Jesus. And it's a milestone of many to have made that first step. But I truly believe God wants us from that first step to start growing. I'm talking about myself, but there's a time at that time when we accept Jesus to us start climbing that little, it's a slight incline that we start taking and we start moving upward as we go and receiving that special instruction from on high that will help us walk this pathway that we're walking upon earth, that we manage our lives in a correct manner, even as a citizen, that we show good citizenship, that we're not a criminal-minded, we're wanting to be a good citizen. All these things are the part that God wishes for us to do, that we're to mind the laws of Caesar, or mind the laws of our nation, mind those of authority. We're to keep the rules and regulations of our land. Policemen pull us over. We should not be speeding because we should be observing the things that are set before us as good stewardship of God's people. These should go together. Our behavior of a natural man and a Christian should be the same. When we're out working, we shouldn't have to be prompted by no one to do a good job. That should be instilled in us, that I want to do the very best that I could do, that I don't want to hurt other people's feelings, that I'm concerned about everyone around me. I don't want to be the head one in the line. I want to take my place and wait my turn. And this should be in our heart, that all of us start walking properly as on the Lord, realizing that we're here as a light that's shining in the last days, that our light would shine brightly, not because of what's coming out of our mouth, but literally what's taking place in me or us being in a certain occasion, because we're the reason that God has us that place, and our light would shine in demonstrations of doing the right thing that's in our heart to be there properly. We find ourselves in street corners and four-way stops, and many times we should even be polite in those times. Let the other person go if it needs to be. I know we take our right slot, but we don't go and pre-assume because we're a Christian that we can hurt someone else's feelings. We should be very careful how we talk to people, that our slander would be not slander, but our would be wholesome words, that we might walk in intentions of leaving this earth at any second, having that intention that God favors and please Him in everything that we do. This is just a groundwork, what's going to take place in this service day. But I believe this is a ground. We need to have people that conduct themselves wisely in this last hour. That's the tone. My brother and I was talking in here, and I have to say that a lot of Christians, did not want to work for them because they expected too much out of me for nothing. I think it's a great circle that we don't put up. Just because I'm a Christian, I shouldn't want any better behavior, any better treatment than what they would do for someone else. We want to do our master. We're not selfish in our reactions, what we wish for. So hopefully this will help you to assimilate you in the way that God wants us to be, a people above reproach, a people that know their God, that they know the will of God. They pray continually. They pray constantly that their lives might come to the level that they might do the will of God. Some people can't do the will of God because their level is too low. They don't take any time praying. They don't take any time reading the Word of God. They don't go to church very often. When they go to church, they're back there asleep. They're doing things in their mind. They're not even thinking about what they're doing. And people have not taken
They don't take sight on the things of heaven. They take them as lightly. They're all, I go to a certain place. But the going to place is not going to help you. What you need is what you get from God. And that means better manners, better stewardship, a better person, a better workmanship. You're going to be a vessel of greater honor. You're going to be a vessel of praise. You're going to be a vessel that can seek the Lord thy God, and you will show it in deity of everything that you do and say, that you're not managed no longer by earthly instructions. You're managed by heaven itself. We grow into that. Oh, I feel the glory of God. You grow into this, but you become one that you don't have to worry when you go there, because you know how you're going to keep yourself. You know that you're going to be in control. You know that you've got temperance down here, that some woman walks by you that's dressed. You're not going to sit there and look at her. You're going to see shame upon her. We pray for her. But it don't come in your heart. The Bible says, what a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But I'm saying these are many areas that we need to all grow, that we not have the shame of this world on our countenance, that we get stained in our behavior, that we come to some places we're not properly where we should be, because we're really out of the Spirit. Something's flashed before our eyes, and we're not saved. We need to go home and pray through before we go any farther. But we can't always do that. We're in the marketplace. We're where people are, and we have to conduct ourselves. That's why before we get out and live stream every day, we need to pray and seek God that I will do the will of my God, that I will be a vessel of praise, that I will praise Him, that I will live a life that's righteously unto the Lord thy God. And many have lived in head knowledge, but head knowledge is not what God wants. He wants you to live in knowledge of righteousness by the Spirit of God, that we would live and liberally reality, that God be for us, who can be against us. Okay, so Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, and it's saying right what I've been saying, it says, for the heart of this people are waxed gross, and their eyes are closed, lest they should see with their eyes, the understanding of their ears. They understand, and their heart should be converted, and I should heal them. But this is God speaking to them just before. But there's a scripture that talks about they hear, but they don't hear. They seek, but they're not really seeking. They're saying, but they're not really saying from the heart. And some hear, and some don't hear. So when this wonderful word goes out, there's some that take heed to it, and there's some that do not take heed to it. And that's what we find in life itself, even in bringing it down to the lowest levels. There's some people that have that their heart is favorable soil for God to work in them. But many have not that fertile soil of the Spirit. Paul has spoken that he's seen these, that he preached, but some would receive and some didn't receive. And that's what Paul was really saying. He says, I see some that hear, but some don't receive. I see some that desire, but they don't really desire. So really that is where we are in life itself. We find ourselves in a place, are we truly moving through the Spirit of God? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God's here to bless us. The Old Testament, God spoke to His people many times through the Word. The Word comes forward. The Bible says, take heed to the things you heard, lest any time you should let them slip. But in America this day and throughout the world, even through the times, going back to the times of Israel, they heard with a great word that it was going to leave Egypt. But after they got away, they still had Egypt with them. And that's what we are. We take heed to the Word of God, and pretty soon we're still living in the past. We're living in what we came out of. And God says, separate yourself from the world and be not partakers of it. And we lay not ourselves treasures upon earth for moth and rust. It says, be not error, my beloved, but every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is not a castaway. God touches our people. God moves upon His people in a very heartily way, in a very wonderful way. God is not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We need to realize that God be for us, who could be against us? God's here to strengthen us this day, to help us, that we might walk. The enemy comes, like he's doing right now, to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come to cripple you. He's come to take the words out of your mouth. He's come to be a liar to you. He's come to cheat you. He's come to make you miserable. He's come that you will be no longer be a powerful person upon this earth, but you'll render the things of wickedness. And God wants to bring you out of wickedness, bring you into the splendor of glory, that you might be delivered from the pathway of sin and be set free by the Spirit of God, that you would no longer have the conquering forces of the evil upon you, but you would be liberated by the Spirit of God. Christ died that you could be liberated. Christ Jesus died that you might have no shame in your life no longer. Jesus died that you might be made whole. Jesus died that you might be set free, that you are more than conquerors through him which loves us. And Jesus said, it's nevertheless, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, I will not send the Comforter. But if I go away, I will send the Comforter. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and lift up my name. And where his Spirit is, there is liberty. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. Whatsoever you ask in his name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. It says, I will pray the Father, and he shall send forth the Comforter, which and he will guide you, he will direct you, keep you through the times of troubles. God's here to set you free. We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. I'm persuading neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities, things come, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The enemy comes this day to steal, to kill. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against the powers of his darkness right now. I pray that you'll bring forth your revelation power in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus, whom set the captive free. Lord God, I pray for victory this day. I pray for pardon this day. I pray that you move mightily. We're coming against principalities, things in this world that cannot be seen. And Father, we come against those things of darkness to be cast out this very second and be removed, be put in a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. And Father, I pray for the anointing of God to come down this moment and break, set the captive free. I pray that you break the yoke of bondage. You'd set those out there in the land of faith that are bondage. I pray that you set them free in a wonderful way. They might say they know, but that word is not, they out of our own hearts, we don't really know. We need a reduction. We need a cleansing. We need redoing. We need to be made all over by the Spirit from heaven. And Father, this day we pray for your people. We pray that you'd move upon your people in a mighty way. We pray that you'd set them free. You would take the ugliness out of their hearts, that they would no longer be a vessel of dishonor, but they would be a vessel of honor, that they might be subject to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that we would not longer be subject to mammon or to the things of this world, but we would be subject to the things of God, that we might be set free, that we might live a holy life before you in this way that we live, that we might have your presence with us. We might walk pleasing to the Lord, all in all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. And we know the day that we're living in that many people cannot be fruitful. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes God is a supernatural power. And you cannot do it within yourself. I cannot do this day in myself. It takes the supernatural power of God to move before you. It's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord. The Apostle Paul was like we are. He even had to be prayed for. And we see ourselves, there's times in our life that we're needy. We need an extra touch. We need to have that special encounter daily in the presence of God. We need to take accountability checks every day of our life. We need to have a visitation, and we need to walk with God. We must walk in his Spirit, that we not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is not power. The flesh cannot move within itself. Without the Spirit of God upon us, we're all more than failures. But with God, we're more than conquerors through him which loves us. With God, all things are possible. Within ourselves, in ourselves, we find ourselves selfish. We find ourselves insufficient. We find ourselves not willing within our own capabilities. We're not able to walk against this, the things of this world, the principality of the air, the spirit that thou works in, the children of disobedience, whom times past we were once were. But God has set us free. He's given us a new hope, a new direction, and He will encourage you day by day. Many times you'll fall, but God's there to help you, to lift you up, to encourage you. You will have a bad day, but God will see you through, and God will make you as more than conquerors with Him that loved us. God, even as He kept the children of Israel, He will keep us the day that we're living in. We're living in a time when there's struggles. There's times of darkness. There's times of penetration. And the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God is, Jesus, you have said, you've come to give us life and give us more abundant life. You're greater than what we face. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we can have that confidence. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee. He shall give thee deliverance, the snare of the fowler, and the noiseless pestilence. Nothing shall overtake you. It says, no ill shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh unto thy dwelling. No evil shall fall thee, nor, I would like that to get in your spirit right now. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague get it nigh in thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall behold thee the ward of the wicked. There comes a time, and we're living right now, that we don't even what we see. We look not at the things that are seen. We look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things that we see are many times as unbelief. We'll say, well, that's impossible. That's unbelief. And we need to get that out of our minds. We need to get that far from us. God gave me a vision the other day and showed me that the unbelief was so strong in the people, the believers. He showed me this wall of the hardest looking rock. It was gray looking, and it had the mortar was so impounded in this. You could run over it with anything that we have and our disposal of our hands, and it wouldn't penetrate this wall that was made up. But one end of the wall had this small opening, and you could see the good things out through that opening. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, this is the penetration of the Holy Spirit. We're living in a time of great darkness. Great darkness. And as Isaiah, that's what I was going to read. It talks about there's going to be a time of great darkness that's come upon this earth. It's a time when God's coming back through the clouds of glory. And darkness is going to come upon this earth. Darkness is going to take away that which you once said. It's going to take that. You'll say, I give myself the Lord. And if you're not careful a couple days later, you'll say, oh, what did I say that for? You're going to lose what you have, and that's why I'm saying we got to constantly seek God. We got to seek God for a new word. We got to seek Him for the time that's ahead of us. We must not play church. We got to live church. We got to live worthy. We got to do the things of God that our lives will back us up. That what was spoken in the first part of this service, that our lives will make us live above sin, make us live worthy. That we might walk, being walked, justified by the things of heaven. That we might walk in a framework would constitute a blessing. That we have a people that's above reproach. Did you ever see anybody that you feel is above reproach? This day you see very few. And we need to have role models out there. If you're out there tonight, you need to be a role model. That you'll be a vessel above reproach. That you'll be a vessel above any shame. You'll be a vessel above any bad talk. You'll be a vessel that will shine. And God's looking for this one this last hour to live above reproach, to live above sin. When the Jews were, when they went into the promised land, they was unbelief, they was unthankful, and God could not let them go in the promised land because of these things. And the same today, God's not going to permit us to come in to what He's promised us if we're having unbelief and we walk in the shame, the sin of this world. We need to come out from among this world that we might be a separated people. God says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in them. We need to realize that God has us here for a purpose This day is right under God. God's here to let us see how strong we are in Him, even myself included. God's letting me fight this day, even in this message, because it's life. It's life here today. You must choose life. You must choose not to give up. You must be not weak. You must not be weary and well-doing. You must choose right now, as I've had. You choose life. You choose keep on going through until it break. You have a breakthrough with God the Father, God the Son, and you're not going to stop until God comes down to the clouds of glory. When you feel His glory coming down, like I feel it right now, the glory of God's coming down to heal you. And out there today, if you need healing right now, at this moment, you can be healed. Whatever your problem is, God will heal you, because the darkness has been broken in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost, and you can be set free. You can receive your healing. You can receive healing for your body. That cancer, go off in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for victory and hearts this day. We pray for lives, that the lives will be changed. America, we pray, wake up, for the day groweth soon when no man shall be able to work. The day is coming when the darkness is going to come on this land and no man shall be able to work. And God has to take us. God, the Lord said He has to take us out of this before that day comes. If the darkness is here, He's got to remove His people. And that day is very short. That day is very... Time is coming very sure. The powers of darkness is coming upon this earth, and you should be ready not to live here no longer than you have to live. You should realize it's a privilege going to heaven. It's a privilege seeing God. It's a privilege what God has offered you. It's a privilege to realize that God has favored you. He's blessed you. This old body that we live in, we're going to get a new one. We're going to have a blessing. But just a little longer, we're going to use this old body until we leave here. So you must take care of what you have. You must take care of what God's given you. You must take proper care in your, even your sleeping, all the things that you do. You need to stay without tiredness, because we're slipping a time when the enemy comes against you. You can be super tired and he'll come against you and he'll hit you harder than if you're rested, when you're having peace with God. If you've been praying, seeking God, resting, the Bible says in Hebrews that they rested in the Lord. And many of us, God's people, could not come into that rest. God's people this day is the final verse. He wants us to come into that rest, that we can rest patiently, knowing our trust and belief is in the living God. Our trust is in Him. We have no trust in man. We have no trust in the beliefs of this world. Our trust is in the living Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is the propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. By His stripes we're healed. We're made more than conquerors by Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, our wonderful Jesus. He's coming back to the earth. He's coming back soon. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for those who have made themselves ready. He's coming for those who are not practicing the sins of this world, but they're practicing holy living, practicing to do the will of God, walking in holiness to the best of their abilities. God realizes that we have flesh within us. That's why we need His help. We need a supernatural power. We need a supernatural grace. We need all that He has. And then the Bible says, call unto Him, and He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. God's for you. If He be for you, who can be against you? We're more than conquerors through Him which loves you. God's for you. Jesus is for you. The Holy Ghost is for you. God's here to strengthen you this day. The enemy has come to deceive. He's come to erupt. He's come, even this service, He's come to give us havoc. But God's greater. He will seal the day coming when all the wickedness are going to be far from us. We need to just hang on a little longer. Do the very best that we can do. Do it as unto the Lord. Everything that we do, do it as unto the Lord, because you may not see another tomorrow. You may see a very short shortage of tomorrows, because God's coming very closely to that day of countdown. He's coming to time. He's coming through the heavens. And the earth is declaring His coming. This earth, I see the weather reports. The things that are happening to America has never happened before. I've been around many years. I've never seen the weather. I've never seen coming snowstorms coming and this time of year and all these things that's coming to pass, because truly God's coming. He said, wake up. Wake up, my people. Wake up, because I'm coming soon. We need to make ready. We need to be willing to live for our God, because God wants us to live for Him while we're here. That's a little bit of a struggle for some of you, but you can do it. You can do it. God will help you. You can do it. Here tonight, you can do it. You can do it. Every day of your life, you can do it. I'm having troubles to speak today, but I'm going to do it because I want you to know that God gives you this triumph, that you triumph in Christ. You try and God will give you the up in Jesus Christ through the power of heaven. God will send His angels charge over you to keep you in all thy ways. They will bear, unless they will even dash thy foot against a stone. God will strengthen you. He will help you. And God's here to strengthen you this day. And God's here to make an alliance with Him and get rid of the alliance of the enemy. You need to get Him out of your pathway. I feel it here today. He's in some pathways and we need to get rid of Him. They don't need it no longer. We need to receive Jesus and His, what Jesus was crucified for, that our sins would be put in the sea of forgetfulness, never be remembered no more, that we might walk holy, walk in His glory, that we might be a vessel of praise and honor. The honor of the Lord thy God. I will praise the Lord. I will lift up my hands to Him. I will cry to Him. I will seek Him. That I will acknowledge Him. That I will do His will, O Lord. Help me this day, Father God. Help us this day that we might live victorious in this last hour. That we're not afraid. You have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. As Apostle Paul was leaving, that scripture that I read, he was, that last chapter of Acts, he was seeing that he was preaching, but some received and some didn't receive. And that's what I'm seeing upon earth. Some are receiving this great message, but some are believing just like they believed all their lives. It's everything's going to be okay, and everything, but you're going to be fooled. God's coming, having a place for each one of you. You must seek God. You must call upon Him. You must realize that you're in this for the duration, because you don't want to go that other direction. You want to do the duration with God the Father. You want whatever He has. My tongue is not trying to cooperate because it's the power of darkness there. But God's here to supersede that. He's here to enable you, to help you, that you might be a vessel of praise. Somehow I feel to the east of here, there's going to be problems. There's going to be a situation that's coming very shortly. It's going to touch the hearts of people. You need to be ready. People need to be prepared. My east, I feel that, which is my right, I feel something is going to take place. You need to be ready. I don't know if it's an individual or it's going to be more, but there's out there this is touching you. We need to look to our hills. What's coming to our help? For our help comes from the Lord. God's here to set you free. And the enemy has come to steal, to kill, to take what you have. He wants to make you lame. He wants to make you miss heaven. But you tell him to bug off, and you owe God's property, and you want God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh and resist the devil, and He will flee from you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. I pray that you'd bless them, and I pray that you'd bless this word. I felt the anger of the enemy coming against us. But Father, we know that you're greater. And Father, I pray that you'll bless your words. I pray that these words are life. There's resurrection life, that you will set your captive free, that you're greater than the circumstances round about us. And I feel that the powers of darkness has come, chose this day, that they would oppose, but that God's greater than the opposition that comes our way. He's greater than what you're facing in life and stuff. God is greater than whatever means is coming against you. God is greater. God is greater. Bless each one of you and the one of you. Pray to God, seek Him, and let us hear what's going on. And we praise you this day. We thank you that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We praise you. For my goodness, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.